Department of Transportation highway worker Bob Yon says he usually votes Republican, but he didn't vote for Scott Walker. During a phone conference organized by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Yon blasted the governor's budget repair bill as un-American.
This anti-freedom scheme being rammed through the legislature goes against every core conservative principle there is, and I urge the legislature to stop it. Stripping people of their rights doesn't create one single job.
Joining Yon was Dodge County Sheriff's Deputy Janice Bobholtz, who also says she usually votes Republican. She says despite the fact that Walker has proposed exempting law enforcement unions from the bargaining provisions in his bill, she's opposed to seeing those rights stripped from other workers.
An attack on the rights of one American is an attack on the rights of all Americans. If we allow people to deny rights and freedoms to some people, you bet your bottom dollar that in a couple years they'll be coming after everyone else, whether they are police officers or whether they work in the private company.
Bob Holt says it's not about the millions of taxpayer dollars that cover the costs of state employee health care and pensions. She says it's about the right to bargain those issues. She says Walker is cutting workers off at the knees. But Governor Walker says ending bargaining rights is just leveling the playing field so state workers don't have an advantage over private sector workers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.